This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The bugle of the elk can be heard often in eastern Kentucky thanks to a restoration effort that began in the 1990s. During this episode of the Agritourism Edition partnership with Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage, Jenny Wiley State Park naturalist Trinity Shepherd says elk restoration has been exciting.
Elk are actually native to eastern Kentucky and much of the United States, 46 of the lower 48 states. Kentucky put together a plan in the early 90s and executed that plan starting in 1997 with the first seven elk released back into eastern Kentucky.
Shepherd says the elk restoration has been a huge success.
Over a period of 5 years, a little over 1,500 elk were released back into eastern Kentucky, and today we have an elk herd of 10 to 13,000 elk.
He adds the restoration was done in the right way.
To be able to bring these animals, you know, back that were once hunted to extinction in the middle 1800s in our area was just doing right by the Commonwealth and by the people of the Commonwealth.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
Compromise is nice if you're at the playground or scouring yard sales. But farmers know better that middle grounds have no winner. That's why there's Revitec fungicide, fast-acting and long-lasting, preventative and curative, disease control and stress reduction. So leave the settling to little Tommy at the seesaw, an old bargain bill, and take your full prize in yields with Revitec fungicide for uncompromised performance. Always read and follow label directions.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Trinity Shepherd with Jenny Wiley State Park says the elk bring a unique opportunity to eastern Kentucky.
Just being able to go out and see them, or if you like to, you know, hunt, have the opportunity to hunt them, and a lot of different tourism aspects with these animals. So no matter what, you know, you want to do with an elk, you've got that opportunity instead of getting on a plane or driving.
He adds the elk reside in a beautiful area of the state.
Coal mining territory. So we've got these reclaimed surface mine lands that are just sitting there and provides ample grazing opportunities and sufficient shelter and water and a living space for these animals.
Also on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.